Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. All right. So let's get started with things that are on top of things, if you know what I mean. The program is focused on a lot of AM radio stations. There are plenty of FM stations that carry the program as well. But AM radio is the backbone of talk. We've talked about this in many circumstances. So the whole business about AM radio and how it played into yesterday's national emergency test. The folks at FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management, the people that are responsible for supposedly fixing things after there is a disaster like an earthquake or as a hurricane, tornado, whatever it is. They were also in charge of the alert that was part of the day for a lot of people yesterday. But then there were some, I guess you'd say these were exceptions, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who decided they didn't want to participate. And so they didn't. They shut off their phones. They shut off their televisions. They shut off all of their connections, quote unquote, to the outside world.
Unplugged entirely.
Unplugged. So as a result of that, would you say this was a success? And I guess I wonder why it was. We don't seem to question things like this as much as we used to. Maybe I'm speaking for myself here.
Yeah, I feel like some are still questioning it, and a lot were saying they don't like it. The difference is people knew this was coming, so they were able to opt out, where if it were a true emergency, not a test, there wouldn't be advance notice, so people would get it. But the other thing is people who had planned to opt out, it actually came for many a few moments earlier.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's always a little trickerism involved in some of these
things.
Scared
the bejesus out of me. I will
tell
that.
Well, I'm not sure that I would say I opted out because I wanted to. I just wasn't near anything at that time. I noticed that because I don't carry my phones with me. I'm not tied to them. I leave them in my truck when I'm working on the farm. And so, as a result, I think it was probably almost an hour afterwards, I went back to the truck, and I saw that there were announcements on both of the phones that there had been this test, if you will. I happened to be doing some maintenance on my computers, so I shut them off. And I didn't come back until last night, turn them back on again, and there was no indication anywhere that there had been a test. But I knew it was coming, and I didn't need to have it. I know how it works because it's been done before. And so this is I don't know how to categorize it, frankly. I don't really know. I don't really have a sense. I don't really feel that.
I feel like this is something that's always gone on, whether it's an emergency weather situation, there's a tornado in your area and the sound goes off on your phone, or there's an Amber Alert or something. This just happened to be the first time that everybody in America got it at the same time rather than locationally.
But everybody didn't, because some people said, I don't want to. So,
well, right, but it had
they would have been able
on.
To.
Yeah, had their phone been on, it would have. But
so what are the implications of that under the circumstances that everybody can be connected like that? Is it good or is it not so good? Is it the fact that people might be made aware of something that was important, but is there another way it could be used that would be detrimental to our freedom, detrimental to our security? If the wrong people got a hold of it, and we know that there's plenty of hacking going on. And so I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. If somebody who wasn't friendly to us, to our country, got a hold of it, they could mess with our heads. They could mess with a lot of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Look what happened to Hawaii many years ago, where it was supposed to be a test that went out about an impending, I think, a missile attack or something. It was drafted. It wasn't even, the test wasn't even supposed to be sent, but it was sent, and it didn't say anything about being a test. But the question a lot of people are asking online is, why does the government feel like they have to alert the entire United States all at one time? What do they expect could possibly be happening where it's not?
Do they know something we don't know?
That's what a lot of the conspiracy stuff is saying.
God knows. Just crazy. All right, here's another government boondoggle in a manner of speaking, because it just doesn't seem to square. That is the student loan debt forgiveness program. Who's gotten it? Who hasn't? People, after all the publicity, all the noise, all the focus on how wonderful the Biden administration is because they're going to pay off student loans for some. And who were those some? How'd they arrive at the decision to pay this one off and not pay that one off? So the fact that there are another, 125,000 student loan borrowers that have $9 billion in student debt erased, they were eligible for cancellation through various programs. But there's an income-driven repayment plan, the forgiveness of balances after you've been paying for 25 years, people have disabilities.
Which is great for those who are benefiting, but it's still just a band-aid.
Not fair.
It's not about the fairness. It's not fixing the root cause. It's not.
No, that's true. Two things wrong with it. Yeah. Well, there's actually three things wrong with it. That's number one. Number two is it isn't fair and just. Number three is, what other programs are there that are being contemplated that take your tax dollars and pay off a debt that's legitimate from somebody who may or may not be able to pay it off? Who knows? There's always a reason to do something, and there's always a reason not to do something. And in this case, I guess I've got loans. You've got loans. They're connected to the whole situation of COVID, something that we weren't responsible for, but yet we had to borrow. I had to borrow a lot of money to keep the business going, to keep the radio program on the air. I'll be paying that loan off unless something happens for 30 years.
Is there a chance at refinancing your type of loan?
Yeah, well, interest rate's 3%, so it's not going to get much better than that. The interest rate is not a problem for that.
That's the thing with a lot of loans. You can always refinance. When it comes to student debt, you can't refinance that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't? Why? You can't just pay it off and use money from some other source and pay that off? Why wouldn't you be able to do that?
I don't follow. What do you mean?
Well, if you say you can't pay it off...
No, I'm saying you can't refinance the interest rate on student loans.
Why? I don't understand that. Let's say Uncle Fred gave me a loan for the interest rate for the student loan is 8%, and Uncle Fred's going to give it to me for 4%.
Oh, so you're saying take out an additional loan to pay off the previous loan and then refi on that.
Right. That's the refi. That's what I think of when I
got
refinance.
And is it that easy for everybody to get loans like that?
No, probably
based
not.
Based on their credit? So
that's
a good option if it is an option
for
people.
If you can do it. Right. So the current administration has erased $127 billion in student debt. About 3.5 million Americans who had this student debt. You got to dig into the trench here on this one. The forgiveness came, the most recent group, 800,000 borrowers in the last week or so have had, and these people have been paying their loans for a couple of decades. So why is it if they didn't get approval from the House or the Senate, this was an executive order? Right? This is an administration maneuvering with money, and this tells you how much money there is around to maneuver. This is just more borrowed. The whole fallacy here is that, in fact, what you just said about refinancing, that's what they really did. They took borrowed money. We're not running on tax collections at the moment. We're running on borrowed money. So there's borrowed money that was used to pay off borrowed money. And no matter what, we're on the hook for it. So the individual students aren't on the hook. But if they're taxpayers, and hopefully that's why they went to school, so they'd be good contributors to society and pay their bills and contribute in all sorts of ways, not just paying taxes, but you know, being better people, better students, more intellectually stimulated so that they can do better things with their head. Who the hell knows? Mm-hmm. But I just find this to be a big con job. Frankly.
Well, look at how many people go to school to specifically study something with a career field in mind and then realize they will never make enough money to pay off that student debt.
Yeah.
They disregard everything that the degree they got stands for, essentially, and completely change careers. And it seems like that's happening more and more and more often.
Yep. It's not a good... It's good for the people that it affected. No question about that. And so for those of you who are listening to think I'm being a mean, nasty old you-know-what, I'm not. I'm being practical about this because sooner or later, if you pay any taxes, some portion of those tax dollars are going to go or have gone to pay off this debt. So it's just we've spread it around. And some people say, yeah, that's good. I paid off. I'm happy to help other people because we're all here to help. And then there are those who I'm happy to help, but how are you going to help me? There's that question. Okay, so what else are we paying off for people? At the point, it's getting to the point where it's almost not silly, but everything's going to get paid for by people who pay taxes. And then there's no more. It just goes around. If you follow the circle, it goes down the drain. Not cool. All right, here's something that is cool. Right now, call 800-419-DOUG if you want to go to Las Vegas, get a couple of free nights. First 10 callers, get in on that deal right now, 800-419-3684. You don't have to be any specific caller. Just get in right now. Get into the action, 800-419-3684. Free visits to Vegas.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Got a little adjustment here, a little adjustment there. Here an adjustment, there an adjustment, Jay. But we are on top of things.
Heck yes.
And I don't want to be suggestive, but here's a story about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Who's on top? That isn't really the story. Well, the fact that this football player, who is dating Taylor Swift, getting a lot of attention because Taylor Swift gets a lot of attention. Travis has some thoughts about this. And you know what? I think he is 150% correct in his assessment of what is going on. And I would think that he'd be a little concerned about what is going on, frankly, for maybe some obvious reasons and maybe some deeper reasons. And so we get to Travis, who no, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, nobody knew who this guy was, unless you were a deep thrombosis football fan. That's, you know, we'll get to him and to her and to it after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, because there's lots of gossip, and that's what we do in this portion of the program. Celebrity news, social media, the things that are trending. And this is certainly in the top five list of things that are trending. The relationship Taylor Swift has with Travis Kelce, and whether or not it is good for them, whether it's good for
anyone. It totally reminds me of, like, the person who's bringing home someone to meet the family, and they're like, y'all, don't embarrass me. Don't do too much. Because the NFL, yeah, Travis Kelce told his brother Jason on their New Heights podcast that the NFL is overdoing it a little bit. They keep showing her in the...
A little bit?
They're way overdoing it. They need to relax and they need to have some chill. And the NFL actually responded. And they were like, no, this is a big deal. We're leaning into it.
But it's not football. It's nothing to do with football. It has to do with...
No, but it's a pop culture moment and they're going to lean into it. But I just hope that the NFL doesn't ruin this for him. I mean, come on, man.
Well, they don't care, obviously, about him. They care about eyes that are on television sets, and there were 3 million more people watching the game that he was in last week because she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Those
I loved a lot of people when they'd show pictures or videos of that box. And it had Blake Lively and Sophie Turner and Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman in it as well. And people would say, if they mentioned Taylor Swift one more time without saying Ryan Reynolds is right there, hello, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, which is another bromance that everybody is obsessed with. And it's just one of those things that people are having fun with it. And I think that also goes to show that how big this is, how much people just need a break from all the crap that is out there.
Maybe. It's not bad. It's just silly. And it's not about football.
Yeah.
So are these people all friends? Ryan Reynolds and his wife Blake and Hugh Jackman and his wife Sophie?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are like BFFs. And,
got it.
Taylor
are they
Swift
friends with...
And yeah, with, Taylor Swift is a godparent to their children.
Ah, okay. So how do they all meet? Do they meet because they're famous?
She's Aunt Tay-Tay.
All right. 28 after here on Good Day.
A massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. A gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down soft.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A memorial service for late California Senator Dianne Feinstein is set for today in San Francisco, California. Vice President Harris and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are scheduled to attend. President Biden will provide a recorded message. Feinstein, who was the longest-serving female senator in American history, died last week at the age of 90. Members of the public paid their respects this week as her body lie in state in San Francisco. A man in Philadelphia is dead after he allegedly shot three police officers who were responding to a domestic call. Authorities say an argument broke out yesterday between a child, his uncle, and father before shots were fired in the home. After cops were called, the father waited for the officers and began firing as the deputies arrived on scene. Officers returned fire, killing the man. All three deputies were hospitalized and are listed in stable condition. Lance Pry, USA News. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Stand alive, it's a long way coming down. The ladder's in your eyes for a Wednesday in your garden.
It is Wednesday, October 4th on the Good Day. Closer. If you're out in the Pacific on Guam, K57 listeners are close to tomorrow.
Well, you have a good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Gramps on Good Day.
Okay, there's my grandson, Miles.
Too cute.
Taking care of his Gramps. All right, 34 and change at the hour. It's Thursday, October the 5th. Program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which will provide you and yours insurance for your motorcycle. Let's say you got one of those in the family. I don't have. Do you have a motorcycle in your family, Jay?
No, because my husband won't let me have one.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a problem there.
That's a killjoy.
Yeah. How about a boat? Anybody in the family got a boat?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, boats, got insurance on those. Anybody in the family got an RV? RVs are part of.
Those are fun. I have a friend who always does, her family does an annual RV trip where they just go across the Midwest all the way to the West Coast, and they take a different route every time.
Yeah. It's fun to take the back roads so you really can see what America is all about. All right. So anyway, the point here is the Progressive gives you protection on the water, on the road, wherever you want to save dough. You call 800-PROGRESSIVE or you go online to progressive.com. That fixes that problem, and we're here to do as much as we can to fix problems. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. This is some, as you think about yesterday, I think we were talking about what's going on with the Pluto and the astrology of the moment, because everything seems to be up in a, everything's in an uproar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't working. It's almost like Mercury was back in retrograde, and it's not.
But like but tenfold.
Yet, yeah, exactly. We got a few problems with our studio today. You got Matt Gaetz, who's probably going to get, he's the business about what has happened and the egomaniacal work that this guy did to get rid of McCarthy as the speaker. And now they don't know what to do because there were a lot of the majority of Republicans weren't in on this. The Democrats did it to screw the Republicans. So in the meantime, the Democrats should be held, the seven or eight Republicans should be burned out of Washington, blown out of Washington, sent out of Washington, and so should the Democrats who have caused this for no good reason. There is not one good reason for having tossed McCarthy, but it shows you, I guess, the vulnerability. Mm-hmm. It shows you how weak our system really is, that this could happen this easily because of the whims of an a-hole like Gaetz and these other people that voted with him. They all, every single one, and those of you who live in the districts that are served by these people, are you cheering them because of their actions? And if you are, what's in it for you? How does throwing Kevin McCarthy to the wind, or it doesn't make a difference whether it's him, it's the person that's in that seat that orchestrates some kind of, in this case, McCarthy orchestrated the fact that the government didn't shut down. That was his deal. He put the deal together. And these clowns think, well, we can't work with the Democrats. What's the matter with you? What do you think legislative work is about? What do you think that job is about? Is it about causing confusion? Is your ego that out of balance that you think you're that powerful or it's that important that what you want prevails and the American public is in trouble because it doesn't have, like, Trump for president? Yeah, there's plenty of bad stuff going on, but this thing could blow up into something if you don't have control. The rest of the world is looking at this and laughing at us because we're such a chaotic, disorganized mess. Now, as it happened elsewhere, you can look at the Italians. They go through this kind of stuff all the time. And so do other countries. But we're not in those countries. We're here. We need some sort of, it's, what did Winston Churchill said, democracy is the worst form of government, but it's the best form we have. Well, this isn't even a democracy. It's a, what do they call it, a republic. It's something, some representative republic or something like that. I'm really upset about this, as you can tell by listening to my tone.
Well, just the fact that, like, Matt Gaetz had the poll, like, he was the one kind of running this, and people followed.
But it wasn't that. I mean, there were only a few Republicans that followed, but he got enough Democratic votes to. But the Democrats didn't do it for a good reason, which, you know, the Democrats, a lot of people I know say the Republicans are scum. Well, maybe there are some scummy Republicans, but the Democrats are scum, too, for creating this mess. Any chaos that happens as a result of this move by these people will be on them. Whether the people who are voters in their district are smart enough to figure it out, especially if you are negatively affected by it, hopefully there's somebody around, and I don't see Scalise and this other guy who are up for replacing McCarthy. I don't see there any great brain trust. Are there any great leadership? There are very few people around who had the finesse, if you will. I don't know if that's the right word. Newt Gingrich. Give him whatever credit you want to. and Tip O'Neill. Those guys, Tip O'Neill was the Democratic Speaker of the House, and Newt was the Republican, and they both really knew how to orchestrate things. Now, Gingrich wasn't popular, and there was a move to oust him, so he just resigned. But there was no good reason. And I would challenge you, on our social media, you can contribute if you'd like. Jay posted a question, and maybe the question is, what good comes of this? It'd be very interesting to get the tone of people who are listening, Jay. As we don't, you know, this is not a political program. This is a program about life and what goes on here that affects us all. And this is going to affect us all. These sorts of things affect us. The issues of the day are all kind of up in the air. That's another thing that we talk about. You know, most of the issues of the day are things that happen to people that maybe raise an eyebrow or two. But anyway, I find it disgusting, and maybe I shouldn't give it any more time than that. It is disgusting. Gates has always been a punk. You know, the people on his staff even say the reason he wanted to go to Washington was because of the young interns. You know, he's a pervert. He's a punk. So how we've fallen into this because of a guy like that, what does that say about our country, honestly, right? I mean, think about it. What is a creep like this? This guy is a piece of you know what, and yet he's been embarrassed by all kinds of things going on, and you know the whole business. And now the Republicans that are vying for the spot, getting on the phone. Taking valuable time away from the work of the public to try to put themselves into position. And the guy who's the leading contender has just gone through treatment for cancer. So, and it's apparently a serious cancer. So, was that, you know, that's too bad, but does that mean that there'd be more uproar? The whole thing is.
Yeah.
It's just a blight.
It's worrisome.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we have to worry about. A guy that stole a car with a kid in it, and he robs a bank.
Yeah, and this is a reminder, do not leave your children in the car, even if you have to just run inside really quickly or running up to the door. When I lived in Nashville, this happened on my street, not the carjacking, but it was an Uber Eats or DoorDash or something delivery driver had her child in the back seat, in the car seat. Just ran up to the door to drop the food at the door. Didn't even need to ring the doorbell or anything. And in that time, somebody jumped in the car, stole the car. Didn't realize the child was in the car. Then they were on our street. They pull over. They get the child out, put it on one of our neighbor's lawns, and then drive off because they didn't want to get a kidnapping charge as well. And this was at night. Fortunately, those people were not home, and they had come home very shortly after and found this child. Had they been home, there would have been no reason to look in the lawn to see, like, though there's a child sitting in a car seat.
Jeepers,
do not leave your children in the car for any length of time for any reason.
So this guy who robs the bank, on his getaway, he crashes into a tree and he gets killed. But the toddler apparently was okay. Right?
Thank the Lord, yes.
Yeah. This is outside of Hartford, Connecticut, in a town called Windsor, which is an upscale community. It's quite a nice town. And so, well, obviously the people in it that aren't nice, but there are people in towns all over the place that are not nice. The child's mother was brought to the crash scene. And she got her child to a hospital, and the child apparently is okay. But shame on the mother. You're right.
Everybody thinks it's a common thing. It won't happen to us, or it's just really quickly. Yeah. I live in a safe place, blah, 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 blah. Don't even risk it.
Yeah. My grandson and I were off on last year, and his mother has impressed upon me, for the reasons that we just discussed, you ought not to leave Miles or anybody else that's in the back seat. In this case, it was the back seat of the truck. I had to run in to do something. And Miles said, okay, Dad, Gramps, how long are you going to be? And I said, I'll just be a minute or two. Okay. But then he started thinking, when I came back, he started thinking about what his mother said. And he said, gee, Gramps, I wish you hadn't done that. And, you know, it was a lesson, as you just suggested. That was a lesson in what not to do. So, anyway, and here's another. This is something not to do, all right? Another car crash. This time, women driving the car has a trunk full of fireworks. And so this is outside of Houston. Can you imagine? She crashes the car. The car explodes. Fireworks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit a tree at a high rate of speed. This is the thing. People drive all over. I'm in a backcountry road here. The way people drive, I want to throw nails in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who are driving up and down the street, the fast as they are, they get flat tires and maybe they do crash.
Or if there's a turn up ahead and you can't see past it, how often people lose control slightly where they end up in the opposite lane coming around that turn.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
She lost control and
so I
high
not,
speed.
Mm-hmm. I'm not clear. She was a passenger, though. There was somebody else driving the car, right?
Yes, yeah.
Some guy. And he didn't get hurt, or at least he didn't. He made
she
it
was
out
trapped
of,
inside the vehicle.
Yeah.
So when the car hit the tree and it caught fire with all those fireworks in the back seat, they ignited and they just went off on that car and really made it a catastrophic scene.
Was it close to a gas station too?
Oh, was it?
See, I think
good
it was close
grief.
To a gas station. Yeah.
But yeah, people in the area said it just sounded like gunshots were just going off with all the fireworks.
Yeah. Well, here you have again another situation. People being so selfish. People who drive like this and under this circumstance, what kind of upbringing do you have?
Well, they did determine intoxication was not a factor in the crash.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 48 past the hour on Good Day.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Now 53 after the hour. Good day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner with a Food, Farm, and Family report, which you can access by going to foodfarmfamily.com. If you hear some of these things and you didn't quite get all the information, you can get it there in detail. Like, for example, our first focus is on a nationwide recall. A lot of, how do you pronounce some? This is some kind of a drug or tablet? Something that's over the counter, obviously.
Yeah, this is, like oxycodone kind of stuff.
Ooh.
We've been having a lot of medication that is in the recall category lately, which is very worrisome.
Yeah. This is according to the recall, what happens if you take this stuff is to slow your heart rate. So if you're the older you are, the less you want to be taking this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a type of an opioid.
It's an oxycodone tablet is in the mix of the
Let me try this. Okay, hold on.
It's a disease sound.
Betazolo? You want to put that to music? Well,
anyway, you're not trying to take oxycodone. There's an oxycodone tablet mixed in the packaging with this batch.
The company is KVK Tech that made this or distributes it. I believe these tablets are made in China, which should give us another reason to be a little concerned about it. So at any rate, wherever you get it, you bring it back. But the important thing is to know that this is being recalled. BETAXOLOL. That's it. We can't pronounce it. That's how you spell it. All right. The public service. That's important information to have. And here's some more. This is pretty important. 9 out of 10 American parents think they have a strong family bond and that in fact is fostered through shared experiences and quality time being spent together. So as this is the Food, Farm, and Family report, let's hear some more on that idea from a guy named Andrew Arnett.
Fall season provides a great opportunity to celebrate and create long-lasting memories as a family. And Legoland Resort's Brick or Treat is the classic, frightfully fun event of the season for families everywhere. Legoland Ambassador Julia Estrada has more.
Our signature Halloween event is better than ever. Trick or Treat will bewitch Legoland locations across the country with new experiences, tons of candy, tasty limited-time food offerings, and never-before-seen exclusive Lego characters.
With a zombie cheerleader-led pep squad, the exclusive 4D movie The Great Monster Chase, and much more, this is the perfect time to book a family vacation at Legoland Resorts.
Theme parks are a great way to create memorable experiences the whole family can enjoy. So, make a vacation out of it. Stay at one of our three awesome Legoland resorts in Florida, New York, or California with fun-themed hotel rooms just steps away from the parks.
Learn more at Legoland.com.
Here's another headline, Jay, that needs bears almost repeating, but it also needs to be in big print. The kinds of foods that we eat here in our country versus what is edible, what's bought, what people eat in other countries.
The carcinogens are absolutely banned in other places, right, but totally allowed here. And not all of it, some of it's for better taste. Other times it's just to change the color, like there's not another option.
Ritz crackers, Gatorade, Wheat Thins, Frosted Flakes, Coffee Mate Creamer. Some of the items banned in other countries because of the ingredients that Jay just enumerated. Pop-Tarts, Skittles, Gator.
They wouldn't need all of these preservatives and things to change, you know, make things more edible, change the flavor, if we just used real food and not chemical compounds and everything.
This is disgusting. Pillsbury biscuits. All this stuff is banned in Europe, Switzerland, Austria, Hungary, Iceland, Norway, Denmark, full of trans fats, partially hydrogenated.
BHAs, and was it the BHB?
Yeah, it's all crap. It's all, we're eating crap. And this is due to the fact that we have four companies that control most of the food supply. They own all of these outfits. They cheapen the food down. They put in it whatever they can, as long as it tastes well. When we have, we're going to have Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, on. I'm going to save this list, and one of the things we talked to him about is how are we getting away with this stuff. You know, I like M&M's, but they're on this list. Doritos on this list. So we published the list, right, at foodfarmfamily.com. There you can check it out. It's very, this is, and again, what the hell are we paying our taxes for if this kind of stuff is allowed and most people don't pay as much attention to it as they should? All right, Food Farm Family in our focus here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.